turning to Galatians chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 22 and 23. I'll meet you there in a minute. I want to take this opportunity to thank once again the elders and you, the whole church, for inviting me to be a part of your work here during this weekend. I was looking forward to it, and before you know it, here it is. Appreciate so much the invitation. Appreciate so much the fellowship that we have. Our friendship has grown through the years. I highly respect you for your work, for your faithfulness. And I pray the good Lord that you will continue to serve Him just as you are serving Him with all of your dedication and your honesty that moves you to doing those things that are right. Having said that, I'll be back again this afternoon at 6 o'clock and look forward to seeing you. Tonight's lesson will be on love. That brotherly love may continue. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, this particular part of the scriptures makes mention of the fruit of the Spirit and how simple it is to recognize that the Holy Spirit was totally concerned about our attitude. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." You see here a beautiful fruit tree, spoken by the Apostle Paul. A fruit tree made up of 9 delightful fruits, beginning with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I have chosen to speak this morning on gentleness. Let me tell you that on a personal basis, this is a word that has always fascinated me. Not that the other fruits mentioned here do not move me, but I have a special feeling towards gentleness. The word gentleness is translated meekness in the American Standard Version of our Bible. However, gentleness is the preferred translation of many of the authors of commentaries and dictionaries that we have.